Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we feature Motown artists that were part of a group, and then later they had a solo career. This half hour, we'll hear from DeBarge, El DeBarge, The Temptations, Dennis Edwards featuring Syda Garrett, The Supremes, Diana Ross, The Jackson 5, and Jermaine Jackson. All coming up during the next half hour as we feature Motown artists that were part of a group and then later having a solo career.
There she goes and knows see. I was born and raised in the slums of the city. It was a one-room shack that slept in another chair beside me. We hardly had enough food or room to sleep. It was hard time. Needed something to eat, my troubled man. Listen, my father didn't know the meaning of work. He disrespected mama and treated us like dirt. I left home seeking a job that I never did find. Depressed and downhearted, I took the cloud nine. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Listen, one more time. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Folks down there tell me, say give yourself a chance, son, don't let life pass you by. But the world of reality is a rat race where only the strongest survive. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and that ain't no lie.
Ain't no lie.
It ain't even safe no more to walk the streets at night.
I'm doing fine on cloud nine.
Let me tell you about cloud nine.
Cloud nine.
You can be what you want to be.
Cloud nine.
You ain't got no responsibility.
And I-
Mama.
A Motown memory from Dennis Edwards featuring Syda Garrett, Don't Look Any Further, and it reached number 72 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1984. That was his only charting song. Before that, The Temptations with Dennis Edwards in Cloud Nine. He was the lead singer, and that reached number 6 from 1968. And before that, El DeBarge and Who's Johnny, number 3 from 1986. And that was the theme song from the movie called Short Circuit, starring Ally Sheedy. And we started with DeBarge and Time Will Reveal, number 18 from 1983. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that were part of a group and then later having a solo career. Well, coming up, The Supremes and Back in My Arms Again. Well, Back in My Arms Again was written and produced by Motown's main production team at this time, Holland, Dozier, and Holland. Back in My Arms Again was the fifth consecutive and overall number one song for the group on the Billboard Hot 100 pop charts of the United States. It was also the last of five Supreme songs in a row to go to number one. The others preceding it were Where Did Our Love Go, Baby Love, Come See About Me, and Stop in the Name of Love. Well, the famous idea of using Mary Wilson and Florence Ballard's names in the single may have been partially due to Motown's marketing strategy of showcasing each individual Supreme as opposed to the other groups of the day, the big exception being the Beatles, who were known, of course, on a one-name collective basis. Well, here is Back of My Arms Again, the Supremes, Mary Wilson, Florence Ballard, and Diana Ross, right here on Motown.
You're gonna make it. Songs here on Motown Memories.
Jackson and Let's Get Serious, that reached number 9 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1980. He had 9 charting songs on the Motown record label. Before that, as part of the Jackson 5, ABC, reaching number 1 from 1970, and that was the second of 5 number 1s in a row for the Jackson 5. Before that, Diana Ross and Remember Me, number 16 from 1970, and we started this set with Supremes featuring Diana Ross and Back in My Arms Again, number 1 from 1965, and that was their 5th number 1 song in a row. For this half hour, we featured Motown artists that were part of a group, and then later they had a solo career. Coming up after the break, more such songs, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.